Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Surhoff scores. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo hits a line drive for a single. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Yount reaches second base with a double. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Yount scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Randolph moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive towards short. Spears picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spears. Bush moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Harper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Brewers. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a line drive towards third. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton bunts towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch bunts towards the mound. Bozzio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards the mound. Bozzio catches it and throws to first to double up Harbeck. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Cajun now pitching. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cajun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive for a single. Brock moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 3 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harper hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Gantner, and into shallow left field. Harper reaches second base with a double. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Harper scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Chuck Krim now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards second. Randolph scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dante Bichette now playing right field. Darrell Hamilton now playing left field. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Plesac now pitching. Shane Mack pinch hits for Kent Harbeck. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.